Welcome to the American Hard Enduro Podcast.
What's up, guys? This is Will Preston. I'm here with Drew Kirby. What's going on, Drew?
Oh, where are we, Will?
We're doing well.
We are in Sequatchie, Tennessee at the 2022 Tennessee Knockout.
You had to check your watch, make sure what year it was.
Yeah, like, is it still 2022? After last night, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's, what day is it? It's Friday. The sun's out. We've had rain in Tennessee the last 2.5 weeks, except for one day. So that last night we were in Nashville for the Red Bull. They didn't call it the Straight Rhythm. It was called the Prologue.
The TKO Prologue.
That did not count anything for TKO except for some cash.
On Broadway.
On lower Broadway in Nashville. What did you think of it?
Man, it was cool. Like, I went into it with pretty low expectations. I didn't think that they had the resources to put together a really good course.
Okay.
And then when I got there, I was like, this is actually really cool. There were tons of fans.
Yep.
There were tons of random, drunk Nashville folks walking around.
They did not know what was going on.
There was Skid Row right there.
Yeah, I mean, the homeless people right next to the course.
If anything, the crowd was too much.
To me, and of course, I'm going with the negative first, I couldn't find a place to watch it because if you weren't on the front row, you couldn't see anything. And then all the rooftop bars, we didn't get there early enough to get like a front row seat. It would have been awesome.
Bryson and I's strategy was to find the guy that looked like he wouldn't stay very long.
Oh.
That was on the front row, and we got right behind him, and the dude was like 6'9", a huge – he looked like a Titan player.
Okay.
And I was like, there's no way this guy's going to last more than an hour. Uh-oh. And 30 minutes later, he walked off. We got the front row. But I've got one huge suggestion
Year. Bleachers?
Bleachers.
Yeah, Lee and I talked about it. I think that'd be ideal. Or at least another row of, like, concrete barriers. Because there was people standing on trash cans. There was people standing on, like, there was some house thing they were standing on.
That was funny. It was
what
like.
What was it? What was it that? Was it was like a caboose.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Well, Bryson and I found, like, a, I don't know, it was a front-end loader, shovel, scoop.
I saw you were going, you went live, didn't you?
Yeah, we got kicked off.
We were watching
there.
It. Yeah, you got kicked off. The guy came and got you off. They were, that's what they were moving the K-rails with.
Yeah, well, we
not
could see standing upon it, but, yeah.
We should have gotten some media passes. We didn't plan that well, but.
Well.
So, anyway, it was awesome. Let's talk, who won?
Well, let's talk about, we rolled in right in the end of, I guess, the qualifications to set the 16.
Yep, practice time.
So, basically, I think there were 18 guys vying for 16 spots.
Correct.
The two that didn't make it, Logan Balapiu and James Flynn.
Yep, James Flynn.
And then I think Quinn and one other, Quinn Wenzel. Who was the other guy that squeaked in there?
Was it Dominic Oswego?
I don't think he squeaked in. That dude.
He was doing well. I'm trying to pick it up. James Flynn, Logan Balapiu. Keith Curtis was 15th.
Keith Curtis was 15th. Okay. So basically that set a traditional 1 versus 15, 2 versus 14, 3 versus 13, et cetera.
1 versus 16.
Yeah. Whatever. Adds up to 17 is what it was. So the first round was Taddy and number 16, who happened to be? I can't see it.
Quinn.
Quinn.
Yeah, so, I missed that one. We were still eating.
Yeah, Taddy is awesome.
Yep, Taddy fastest qualifier. And then Cody was the second fastest qualifier with Tristan in third.
Yeah, and Cody went up against Keith Curtis. They actually had a battle.
Yep, did they? I missed that one.
Well, yeah, I think Cody had some trouble maybe on the pivot turn down at the other end.
Okay.
So for those of y'all that aren't familiar with the track, they dropped off a huge, like, 10-foot tall down to a 45-degree angled.
And they went off like a moto starting gate. And it looks like that was the hardest part, according to what I heard from some people.
Well, and one interesting thing, it looked like most of the men were lined up pretty much right at the gate. But when the women went, boy, they were back there. Like, they got a run at it.
I did not notice that. Well, it seemed like the guys, like, motocross start, you can leave one when the gate drops. You're going straight and hard on a track. There, you're dropping off, like you said, like 8 feet.
Yeah.
To a 45-degree, and apparently that was...
And you would probably rather hit that 45-degree angle rather than just huck it to flat.
Yep. I saw a video of Luis.
Rachel?
Was it Rachel or Luis who went straight?
All the girls were hucking it to flat.
And, yeah, it did not look fun.
Yeah, and Rachel was riding a 354 stroke.
Yeah, it sounded the best. Like, the crowd, it was the loudest. Like, you couldn't even hear the two strokes over the crowd, but her four stroke...
She made noise.
Yeah, so... anyway, so they narrowed it down to 8. I don't know who the 8 were.
I could probably tell you. It was who you'd expect.
Yep, 100%.
Ryder went up against Manny, so yep. Manny got in there.
Yep.
Cody beat Keith. Taddy beat Quinn. Sorry. Alfredo Yep. Who did he go up against? He went up against Jordan, I believe.
Yeah.
Jordan Ashburn.
And Alfredo, I would have never thought.
Dude.
He didn't qualify fourth, but he did well.
Yeah. Pat Smaj, he went up against Mario Roman. So that was kind of a surprise.
Yep.
So Pat beat Mario, so
and,
I was like.
And Pat was looking good.
And I was thinking, man, after the first round, I was like, oh, the Americans are going to kind of clean up. This is awesome.
Second round, not so much.
Okay. David Knight and Corey Grafunder, they had a battle.
Yeah, they were close. That's at 8-9 well, matchup or 6-7.
Yeah, so Corey won the first one. The second one, Corey had the lead, and his tire comes off the wheel.
What? Yeah. I did not see that.
He had a pretty good lead.
And so it's best 2 out of 3.
So David obviously just took his time and won that one. So then they had their third head-to-head, and I believe it was really close, but Corey Grafunder advanced to round 8.
I think the one that when Cody beat Keith, Keith was like, he botched the pivot turn, so he was way behind, and he just did wheelies, like slow wheelies between obstacles. Yeah. It was pretty cool. He played it up for the crowd a little bit.
A lot of the guys that knew they were beat just did something funny.
Yeah, they had fun with it.
So nose wheelies, cool. Yep. Like slow fender wheelies. It was sweet. Then in the round of 8, let's see. I'm having a hard time even thinking about it now, but it ended up being Alfredo.
Yep.
Against, was it Tristan?
I honestly don't know.
And Manny against anybody?
Cody.
Manny against Cody didn't make it.
Okay, Manny against Tristan?
Because Manny took Cody out in the round of 8.
I had a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time, so I was talking to him. I wasn't really paying attention. I couldn't see anything anyway. So.
And I was live a lot of this time, so it's really hard to think about what's going on when you're trying to go live.
I wish they would have like a bracket that they post somewhere so we could have seen the progression.
Well, and we were on the wrong side of the street to actually hear the PA system.
Is that why we couldn't hear anything?
We couldn't hear anything. The sound on the other side was amazing.
So for anyone who is from the motocross, supercross world, Jason Wygant and Kevin Kelly were there announcing. The two huge names in those industries. So
they sounded great.
Here for us is awesome, and they're great announcers.
Okay, Tim Apoll, he made the Final Four.
He did, yes. I know
so
that.
The German was wearing a cowboy hat in between runs and doing like
– show-off stuff.
Yeah, he was having a great time. The crowd was loving him.
Yep.
So, good on him. He had fun.
Yep, played
so
it up.
So the final ended up being Alfredo against Manuel Lettenbeckler.
Correct.
And Alfredo kind of – he just cleaned house.
Hey, he won two straight, so they didn't even go to the third race.
Didn't even have to go to the third one. No. And then the women's, they had a qualifier, and they did like a round robin.
Yeah, I was so confused what was going on.
Yeah, we couldn't hear the PA, but we thought that was the finals.
Yes.
And
then,
they just kept racing and racing.
Yep, and then one would stay out, and then one would go back to the pits, and they pull one out of the pits because there was only 3 of them.
Yeah, so Rachel beat Morgan Tankey.
Yep.
Then Morgan stayed on.
Okay.
No, excuse me. Rachel stayed on. Louise Forsley beat her.
Okay.
So then Louise stays on. Morgan Tankey comes out, and Morgan beats her. So they all won.
Oh, that would explain my confusion.
Yeah. So everybody took a 2 out of 3. So in the finals, all I know is Rachel came away with a win.
Okay.
Rachel Goodish.
I heard someone about crashed super hard.
Oh, there were lots of about crashed super hard.
The worst one I saw, and the video, I saw it later, was Taddy did not get his front wheel up on the final
that
log. He spun, and I heard he might have re-injured his wrist.
Well, Bryson and I, we were right there at the finish line, and basically when you came over the last set of tires,
okay,
I'm wanting to say it was 100 feet to the last log.
Yep.
And you're talking fast, like
wide-ass open
in third gear maybe.
And when we got there at the end of the qualifying, Ashburn was talking about how sketchy the tires were. It was like big tractor tires or big loader tires upright, vertical, with, like, what, 3 telephone poles leading up to them on each side? And, like, you had to carry the front wheel off. Like, you couldn't just skid plate it and roll off, or maybe they did.
And some of the guys were jumping it and landing on the downslope with the rear tire and just straight into the throttle. Like, the dudes that were doing the best.
Well, and that was one thing I told Jordan about. Like, it seemed like the guys that were doing the best weren't getting kicked off the logs. Like, the rear end wasn't getting kicked. They were driving through the logs like Billy was doing last year. Coming out on the rear wheel, on the gas, in attack position.
Man, I wish Billy had been healthy see that this
year. He'd have hopefully done something awesome.
That would have been quite scary.
We got a special guest coming up here in a minute, and uh-oh. I bet you're going to recognize – you would not recognize his face, but when I hand him this microphone, you are going to recognize his voice. So, stand by. So, what else about last night?
Yeah, I think they just need bleachers. I think that, just a little bit more polishing. I think the obstacles could have actually been closer together. Okay. I think they got scary fast.
Oh, between
in between the first hit and the second hit was like I talked to Cody about it. I talked to Jordan about it. I talked to Tristan about it. They were like, yeah,
super fast.
It's sketchy.
Really?
And Cody, you know, good for him. He said, yeah, I hurt the wrist.
Oh, he did.
The first time. And he was okay. I got out of the way. I know it's okay.
Okay, good. So he like kind of
he tweaked it a little bit.
Tweaked it. Okay.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Oh, I'm fine." So
all right. So our first special guest of TKO podcasting. I'm gonna give my mic to him. So Will, you're in charge.
Put the headphones on.
We'll put the headphones on him.
I'll just allow him to introduce himself, ladies and gentlemen. It's the infamous
Zach Attack.
I know you know that voice, Zach. What's going on?
Oh, we're here, Tennessee Knockout.
When'd you get here?
I got here late last night. The sun was setting, and I'm down in the back parking
lot.
In
the field.
It's pretty muddy. I was surprised how wet it is here.
Oh, we've had nothing but rain for the past 2 months. So welcome to a very wet, and I think it's going to be humid once the sun really starts baking this little bit of moisture off.
Yeah, I'm already sweating.
Well, it's funny because Bryson and I were right there by the start-finish line last night, and there was a very nice lady next to me, and she turns over and she says, are you one of the American Hard Enduro guys? And I was like, yeah. She said, my son's Zach Cleland. I was like, oh, no way.
That's
so
my mom.
I was like, where's Zach? So what's your mom's name?
Pam.
Pam. So good to meet you, Pam.
Yeah. I didn't make it out there last night. I was really hoping, but to the straight rhythm there. That looks sweet.
Yeah, it's a lot to travel wherever you travel from. I mean, obviously you're PA, is that right?
New York.
Even further. So. And then you get down here, and then you got to drive 2 hours back to Nashville.
Yeah, I had enough driving. The 14 hours down last night was enough.
So Adam's here as well. Adam Hartnagel. Who else is in your crew?
That's pretty much it. That's our crew this year.
That's the crew?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good deal. So are you pre-qualified into the second race Saturday?
I am, yes.
Okay. So I think that's where we are all sitting. Have you gotten registered yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's what I need to do. And so Adam's qualified into Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So
big.
Yeah.
He's a big-time guy. What?
What?
There's a little confusion going on. Hopefully Adam is qualified into Sunday. I think he is. I saw his name on the list.
Yeah. He didn't make top 25 last year.
Doesn't matter. You made it in years past. Here comes, I think, Mitch Carvolt's just rolling in.
Hard Enduro Outfitters.
Yeah, this thing's filling up. So you going to put out a good TKO video this year?
Of course, yeah. I just checked out the prologue for just now, and that's looking gnarly.
There's no hills. It's flat. It's flat as can be.
Yeah.
But up and down 1 foot at a time for a mile and a half.
Yeah, rocks.
Yeah, and lots of holes and black rocks. You know what black means?
Slick.
Yeah, it's had water sitting on it and just whatever that funk growing. That's the TTC classic, the slickest rocks on earth. The slickest rocks I've ridden.
Yeah, those.
Y'all have those in New York?
No. So this is like the only time I touch them, and when the second my tire hits them here, I just can't move.
Yeah. Well, and Drew was like, "Well, what's your strategy on the hot lap?" I'm like, "It's going to be bonk, try to recover, get smoked, try to recover, doggy paddle, try to recover, and then hopefully at that point you're to the far end and you can just ride back." And it once you get to that, you know, 180 degree turn, hopefully it's nothing too bad. There's a couple of little sections that most of the hard stuff you can go around.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a matter of going as fast as you can without getting too hung up.
Yeah, it should be interesting. And for those of you that don't know, this evening, Friday, is the amateur prologue. I think that's what we're calling it. Then tomorrow, Saturday, we've got the TKO1, which all the non-pre-qualified riders will participate in. I think there's like 500 spots. Over 400 are definitely entered.
Wow.
Then the second race, that field's cut by half, so the second race will be all those guys that advanced, plus the pre-qualified, which I think there's at least 50 pre-qualified guys.
Yeah.
Then you take maybe the top 30 from all that.
Top 30, I believe so, yeah.
Advance to Sunday to race with the invited pros, or the pros that have recently finished in the top 25 or finals. So, and that's when it gets for real.
Yeah, that's the real stuff.
The Red Bull Ravine, that gnarly hill. I know they've added a little, chicane back down that hill this year. So, I tried not to even look at it when I was walking the amateur prologue.
Yeah, I got to get there first.
Yeah, we'll worry about that on Saturday night.
Yeah, right.
But anyways, you got anything else for us, Zach?
No, I'm just excited. It's going to be fun.
What bike you riding?
I'm on a 2021 Beta 300. It's actually its debut for hard enduro. I've been riding my 2020, so...
It is a two-stroke, right?
It's a two-stroke. Yes, it is a two-stroke.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd make that mistake.
No, I know that.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
We'll get Drew Kirby back over here on the mic. We'll wrap this thing up. We're not going to talk too long. Drew and I have got to figure out how to get registered.
Thank you, Zach, for your time.
The line has been insane today, so hopefully Eric doesn't mind that I forgot my AMA card.
Hopefully Zach doesn't invoice us for that voiceover.
I know.
Thank you, Zach.
We should have had him say, hey, this is Zach Cleland. Welcome to American Hard Enduro.
Oh, we should. We'll get that on the phone. We can throw it in there. Yeah. That'll be the intro to this podcast. We'll get to do that. So
awesome.
What did you guys talk about? I didn't hear it.
Oh, we talked a little bit about last night, but we talked mostly about the prologue.
Okay.
How much more difficult it looks this year.
So I think everything's going to be more difficult. I'm super excited that they've upped the level of all the races, including the prologue, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, and even Sunday. And it's wet. In years past, it has not been wet.
Yeah, I think the past 4 years, we've been in a drought this time of year.
Definitely the last 2 years were some of the dustiest it's been. I mean, dust.
Yeah.
And hot. Now, it's not going to be as hot.
And fast.
I was hoping it was, and super fast. But, yeah, they're taking out the Keener property. They're not using it this year.
I can't say I'm really upset about that.
No, it was just a bunch of Jeep roads. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, the turnout is looking good so far. I don't know any numbers yet.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people here.
We want to do some quick predictions?
We can.
Who is going to win, Drew?
I'm going to have a hard time going against Manny right now.
Yeah, me too.
I told Leah and I talked about it on the way down, and I'm thinking Manny, Tristan, and the third one is what I'm struggling
Graham?
With. I don't think it's Graham's race. It's why, we talked about Teodor Kubekchev coming down here, and Graham won Romaniacs, Teo got second, and I think that's more their race.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong about Teo and his sprinting, but last year he was like ninth here.
I can think of about five guys that I could slot into the I could probably think of six or seven guys that I could slot into the podium spot.
I think Mario's who I'm putting in third. That's just because he's been sneaky good. He got third at Romaniacs, second at Erzberg. So I think he's got that good mix of speed.
How about Alfredo?
I don't know what's going on with Alfredo. He won the prologue at Romaniacs and then, got too dehydrated or got food poisoning and so didn't do that well. So I don't know. I just don't have him on my radar.
How about Wade Young?
I don't know if he's healed up yet. He's here.
How about Cody Webb?
I'm worried about Cody's fitness. He just came back. I mean, I don't know how much he's been training. It's a sprint, a real hard sprint. Until he proves me wrong, I'm going with the guys who've been racing all year.
And this is no longer Cody's TKO. It's not the property behind the cabin where he just
dominated. Yeah, we're just going down the creek behind the cabin. We're not doing that. And, I mean, Ryder LeBlanc's another one. I mean, he stepped his game up, but he hadn't been competing against these guys yet.
I don't know if he's ready.
Yep.
So, he's getting close.
I don't know. What's your top
three? Keith Curtis.
Yeah, Keith Curtis. I mean, I think that I think I'm still going with
Pat Smaggi.
Pat's looking good.
Yeah, oh, my God. Pat looked so good last night.
I think the intensity is going to be the problem for Pat. It's what he's talked about he's had a hard time with.
And then there's this Dominic.
Oh, they told me how to say his name. Oswia? No. It's something weird.
Okay.
But the Red Bull guy told me how to
say
it. Is
Michael Walkner here?
I have not seen Michael Walkner.
Okay.
But I thought he was going to be here.
I figured if he was here, he probably would have been there last night.
I would agree because he'd be on the Get Factory Gas team. Taddy was here. Taddy, I think, like you said earlier, might have hurt his wrist again. I haven't seen him today.
Well, and Taddy, if he's healthy, he could put it on the box.
Yep.
I mean, and then there's some more local guys. Nick Farringer.
Yep. It's going to be interesting. So one change this year. I don't know if we told
James Flynn.
I don't know if we told anybody.
What's that?
They're taking 20 to the final instead of 15.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody knows that.
I know. No, I
haven't. Did anyone read the rules?
I haven't.
Besides you.
I didn't read them. Someone told me.
Ah, okay.
It could be true.
And my biggest complaint about that, if you're taking 20 to the finals, let's take more than 25 to the race before that.
I agree. Yeah.
Because you're only eliminating five dudes.
Well, and the hill they're going up in the Red Bull Ravine, as wet as it is, it may get eliminated
during the hot lap.
Yeah, maybe us. Hopefully we make it to Sunday, and hopefully we can get up that hill to make it to race one on Sunday.
Yeah, I was telling Zach, I haven't even looked over at the Sunday stuff. I'm worried about this evening right now.
Yep, in years past, we've done a lot of that, like, oh, let's go walk the Sunday hot lap. And it's like, no, let's get to Sunday, then let's worry about that hot lap.
Going back to what Jordan told me last night, he was like, dude, I did not know my heart rate could get to 190 in less than 30 seconds.
Was that in the straight rhythm thing? I didn't hear him say that.
Well, I'm just anticipating what my heart rate is going to be going up this creek.
190, and it's going to take you more than 30 seconds to get through the grass track, but it's going to be at 190 pretty quick.
I'd say from the time you enter that creek, in 30 seconds, it's going to be maxed out.
I agree. I wish I'd have brought my heart rate monitor now just so we could have seen some data.
It'd probably be scary.
Yeah, I don't trust the watch.
Don't tell your cardiologist.
No, it's all right. He's your father-in-law. He quit. He quit on me. He retired.
Yeah, he's retired.
I'm without care at the moment.
So the sun's out.
Yep.
There's a little breeze right now.
Oh man.
Shade.
I was 2 hours ago. I needed to go to the restroom. My wife was in the shower, so I chose a porta potty.
Wow, a lot of information here.
Yep.
Drew.
Yep. So I chose a porta potty instead of the camper. It was a mistake. That porta potty had to be 150 degrees. I'm like, man,
wow,
it's not that hot. And I walked in that thing. I came out so wet.
But the
wet
question is, were you first?
I was maybe third.
Okay. That's better than last.
Yeah, that's better than they're going to look Sunday morning, that's for sure. No there was toilet paper and hand sanitizer still.
Yeah, I saw they had some Port-a-Johns way up the creek for the hot lap. So
I think, that's good for the main event, too.
I'm hoping they have some up at Red Bull Ravine
as
well.
I have not seen any, but maybe they're going to take one up there.
Yeah, probably not.
Getting across
it'd be
last,
hard to get up there.
I think
there.
Getting across that last ditch is the problem. So anyway, this is podcast one of the weekend. We're going to try to do one every day. Is that what you told me?
Yeah, at least. Maybe we'll do one after the prologue tonight.
Yeah.
Probably not.
And what we might do is just grab some interviews on the iPhone if we can find anyone today to throw in there, talk about last night.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to get some Wi-Fi in order to even get this out. So I'm hoping that it gets out today, Friday, August 12th.
We were up at we've got the password for the Wi-Fi, but there's a lot of people on it, and it's moving a little slow. So maybe we can get it out, hopefully.
Should we announce the Wi-Fi password?
No, we want to be able to use it. I don't know it. I was able to share it with Leah. But
I think I still have it from last year. My phone was trying to get on there.
I'm not going to say what it is. I think I know what it is. I'm going to say it's something weird. It involves a restaurant that makes cheap Mexican food.
Dude, you just gave it away.
Maybe there's not all of it. There's some other details in there. Salsaritas.
All right, so
if
you guys want an American Hard Enduro t-shirt or a hat,
yes,
we are kind of behind the Sherco setup.
Yep, down in the hole.
Down in the hole. I got a couple shirts hanging from my awning on my RV.
And Teodor Kubekchev said he likes his so much he sleeps in it on several occasions.
Yeah, he said it's super soft.
Soft.
That's a big compliment to our shirts.
My wife is laughing like we shouldn't have said that. Like, why not?
I mean, if you sleep in shirts.
Yeah, I don't sleep in anything, so I don't know what. Now she really got her going. She's telling us to cut it off.
You're done, Drew.
We have not been drinking either.
So, and we're looking at T.O.'s bike right now.
Yes.
It looks just like last year's bike, only it has something majorly different. You see it?
Graphics?
Orange frame.
Well, I didn't realize he was on a KTM now.
Well, I know.
It looks like a Husky.
Yeah, blue, everything.
Yeah, all white plastic.
Bulgaria.
Blue graphics. Team Bulgaria. Oh, SRT rigs rolling in. That was Craig. I saw him last night briefly. I need to go talk to him.
He's looking good. He's like thinned out. He's looking really lean.
Very fit.
Was that weird for me to notice?
That was very weird. I just went along with it. All right. Well, on that note.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You've been talking to Sean and Eric and all the organizers here.
Indeed.
You got anything to share? Finley, last night we had a discussion about whether or not to include the wash. And I know the SEER guys, anybody that's ever done a SEER race here knows what the wash is.
Yeah, and I actually talked to Shecker this morning. We were talking about it, and he rode it in the dry, and it was no problem.
Right.
And then he went back in the wet, and he was like,
it's a problem.
It's a problem. He goes, I thought it's basically a landslide that exposed a bunch of clay, but the clay's got almost a grit rock to it. So you'd think it would have traction, but he said it was no traction. So I doubt, what was it Finley told you? It was 2 miles, 3 miles in?
He said it was 3 miles in, and in the second race, they expect to have 220 riders. So it would just...
It'd be bottleneck.
As
long as you got through there in the first 20, you'd probably be all right. After that, you might not get out.
Yeah, you might not get out, and you might spend hours there.
As much as I'd love to have it in there, I'm not. I know there's some stuff at the end of the lap that have got some good new challenges. It's a really wide section with options, so... Go check it
out. Where's that?
I can't tell you. Top secret.
You going to tell me off air?
Of course.
Okay.
Sorry if you're listening. By the time they hear this, it probably won't upload till Monday. Yeah. It'll be so outdated.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Come see us. We'll see you out on the trail.
All right. Let's do it.
See you.
See you.